Hello there, Grade 5. I hope you all had a wonderful weekend and that you're ready for another week of fun learning. This week, our theme is all about dogs. So all of the activities and reading and learning that we are going to do will be about dogs. Now, I'm going to read you a factual account, that is a story that actually happened, about a guide dog. Now, a guide dog is, they are assistance dogs trained to lead blind and visually impaired people. That's people that are not completely blind but can't see as well. And these dogs help them to navigate around obstacles. So I'm going to read this factual account for you, and then afterwards you're going to have to complete a few questions for me. Now let's get started. I want to tell you a factual account about a guide dog called Sammy and how she was a wonderful help to her owner. First, let me tell you about Wendy. Wendy is 16 years old. She is just like the average 16-year-old teenager that you might know. She loves spending time with her friends and she loves running. She has always been a fast runner, and when she was younger, she usually came first in athletic events. She was also very good at cross-country running and could run long distances without getting tired. There is one thing that is different about Wendy. She is blind. When she was in grade 8, she suffered from a rare and unfortunate disease that left her blind. This was a very traumatic time in Wendy's life. Her parents got her a guide dog. Guide dogs are young dogs that undergo demanding training to assist blind people. They are usually given to one owner and they help that owner in countless ways. Wendy loved her guide dog and called her Sammy. Sammy was devoted to Wendy. After a while, Wendy decided that she wanted to continue cross-country running along with Sammy. Her parents agreed. Sammy ran with Wendy every day for long distances, and they trained very hard. Wendy's school said that Wendy and Sammy could continue running in the cross-country events at school and could even enter the competitions. On the day of the first cross-country competition, Wendy was very excited, but also a little bit nervous. She didn't have to feel worried. Sammy behaved beautifully. Together they ran, just as they did every morning, and Sammy helped Wendy navigate the cross-country course. Guess what? They won! Everyone shouted with joy and some shed tears. Wendy is now in the school cross-country team, and the team has an additional four-legged member, Sammy. Sammy helped Wendy cope with her disability. That is what guide dogs do.